You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Cameron Jerome to score and Norwich to win is 5-1. Jamie Vardy to score, top goal scorer in the Premier League so far, him to score and Leicester to win in the market at 6-1. Every time I see Norwich, Lee, I'm impressed. You look at that team on paper and you think there were certainties for the drop, really. Their front four against West Ham, Johnny Howson, Wes Houlihan, Robbie Brady and Cameron Jerome. But they still look good.
Yeah.
They're players that you wouldn't necessarily expect to cut it at Premier League level, but Alex Neil seems to just inspire his team, and so hard working as well, Norwich.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you base your betting on a home crowd, but it's proved pretty profitable with Leicester this season. And you know, our boss here, Ben Bramley, he's a big Stoke fan, and he said when he came back from Norwich that it's unbelievable atmosphere, best place to go and watch football in the Premier League, he said. And I think that is a major factor here for Norwich. I think, you know, they need to make sure that the home form is as solid as they can possibly get it. Now, I know that they had that, you know, bad start where they lost 3-1 to Palace, but I think they kind of, their exuberance possibly, you know, got the better of them on that opening day, and Palace did what they do so well. Let them come onto them, hit them on the break and punish them 3-1. Since then, they've drawn 1-1 with Stoke. They've beaten Bournemouth 3-1 and beat West Brom in the League Cup 3-0. Absolutely flying and, you know, obviously scoring goals as well. I think the Leicester bubble, we said last week, the Leicester bubble is about to burst. It burst, although they got two goals, it burst against Arsenal, lost 5-2. And I don't think, I think that we'll start to see Leicester just go on the wane a little bit here. They've got 12 points already. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't pick up, they maybe only pick up another three before Christmas or something like that. I think that we'll see them bottoming out a little bit, but I do think they'll score though. I mean, you know, they're both teams to score and over 2.5 are both really, really short. If you put them together, you're getting more of a backable price. And, you know, it's a fair shout to think that these two teams can both, you know, manage three goals between them and both teams scoring. That's 10-11. That's a bet that I do like a lot. I mean, both of them have loads of shots on goal and on target. Just running through, you know, the games recently. 5-2, this is Leicester, 5-2, 2-2, 3-2. 1-1 at Bournemouth, that was the away game at Bournemouth. So that's the only one that's kind of let down the over 2.5. And Norwich have had lots of goals in theirs as well. I'm tempted by Norwich to win and both teams to score here. It's 16-5. I hate that 5-4, but I'm just undecided. I think I'm going to nap in this game. I'm undecided whether to go for the Norwich to win and both teams to score, or just the both teams to score and over 2.5. But I'll reveal all in a little while.
Okay, Derek.
Yeah, we said that about Leicester. We were dead right, weren't we? Conceded them 5 against Arsenal. But hadn't the bubble burst before that, though? You know, they've only won one in their last 5.
Yeah.
And that was only against Aston Villa.
Mm.
You know, so are they this great Leicester team everybody talking about? I'm not so sure. The thing, this screams a Norwich win to me. But 5-4 doesn't scream get on. Yeah. It's a bit short, isn't it? That said, I do think they'll win. Their home form is tremendous. You know, the fans are getting right behind them. And yet, you're right. Looking at that squad, they should be a Championship side, but they're doing okay in the Premier League right now. I'm going to go for Norwich here to win. Both teams to score, as you say, 6-10. It is, you know, that to me looks nailed on, but the bookies are well over it, aren't they? So, you know, if 6-10 is your cup of tea, I can't see that not winning.
Yeah, it's fascinating that, you know, that I know this doesn't work. It doesn't strictly work as a double, obviously, I know that. But, you know, the Norwich to win and both teams to score.
Yes.
It's a big price compared to the 5-4.
I like that a lot.
When Leicester to score a goal in the match is 3-10.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to equate, does it?
No.
It looks like value, doesn't it?
Because you're getting 3-2. Value.
Leicester to score a game 3-10. Well, Leicester not to score? I mean,
23-10.
I'm sorry. I'm having a go with that. I expect both teams to score, but not at those odds.
3-10 for Leicester to score a goal.
Away from home in the Premier League.
It's an unbelievably short price. That's what I mean. I don't get why you get 16-5. I know it's not. It's, like I say, it's not strictly speaking a pure double, is it? Of course. But yeah,
anyway. It does look like a big price though. Norwich to win and both teams to score 16-5. But Derek has, he said they're having a goal at 23-10 now. Yeah. Unless they're not to get a goal in this.
Well, I am. I don't. Someone said to me, put a bet on it. Wouldn't be that. But look, after, you know, if prices didn't matter, but. Yeah, this is a team that's going to finish in about probably about 15th or 16th in the league, And the 3-10 to score a goal away from home in the Premier League doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Norwich to be the only team to score, Norwich to win to nil is 3-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.